Often imitated, never duplicated. The one and only B. Scott. You're listening to The B. Scott Show. Get ready, Love Muffins.
Love Muffins, we are back with a new episode of The B. Scott Show podcast. I'm so happy to have you with me today. This episode is important and special to me because it's going to be giving you the audio from my recent appearance on The Real. For those of you who missed it, I appeared on The Real recently and we talked about it all. The ladies asked me all the questions that everybody wanted to know, including why I became a recluse for 8 years after the BET situation, as well as why I chose to come back to the network and forgive them and do my own show that I hosted and executive produced, which is the 20s After Show with B. Scott. I also revealed who the two ladies are that are currently filming with the Housewives of Atlanta. Two new ladies. You know, they're just still looking, still trying to figure out the right combination for this season of the show. I want to thank you, Love Muffin, so much for your support and for all the kind words about my real appearance. And I wanted you to hear this because a lot of you have asked me these questions and I finally got the opportunity to answer them for you and everyone else that got a chance to see my appearance.
You moved to LA in 2005 and you were actually a real estate agent and a part-time model.
Yes.
How did you get into blogging?
Well, actually, I was already blogging. I started blogging in like 2002, 2003, just for fun. Like me and my best friend was blogging and he got busy with medical school. And so I was like, no, I'm gonna keep blogging. And then at the same time when I was modeling, I kept getting like, oh, you're too feminine. Mm-hmm. And if we wanted a girl, we'll hire a girl. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, no, that's nothing wrong with me. I'm gonna take my face, put it on my blog, and that's how lovebscott.com.
Okay. And stunning as ever.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. Mm-hmm. Hello, Bob.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see you.
The B stands for Bob.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It looks so good.
As we mentioned, you're making history as the first trans non-binary person to host and executive produce the BET show, 20s After Show with B. Scott. What does this mean to you?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It means so much because, I mean, it's a full circle moment. You know, I never thought that the place where we had an infamous dust up would become the place where I would have my show that I'm hosting and executive producing. Yeah. And for me to be the person that I didn't have growing up, I didn't have a B. Scott growing up. Yeah. And so now I can be that person to show people that it's okay to be who you are. Right. It's okay to identify however you choose and express yourself however. And that's what it means to me. The first day of the show when I came out to do my monologue, it just kind of hit me when the camera kind of swooped out and it came here and said, I said, ooh. Okay, I'm here.
It's happening, it's real.
I was doing videos on YouTube when I first started, and I was like, one day, Love Muffins, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna have my own television show. Mm-hmm. And I have it.
And you have it. But ironically, in 2013, you sued BET.
Ooh.
Let's talk about back down memory lane. Because I remember it famously.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was hosting the red carpet, and I guess, you know, I was too feminine for them. And I was really hurt by it.
They pulled you off the carpet.
Yes,
this was like the BET Awards.
It was live. I was interviewing AJ Calloway, and I felt someone tug me, and I was like, and I was in heels, so I was like, ooh, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And they removed from stage, and actually, Adrian, you replaced me.
Yeah.
What did they tell you?
She replaced me on stage. And, yeah. And
but did they say, when they pulled you, did they say anything to you?
You had to go.
No.
Yeah. But did they tell you why in the moment?
No.
Because they didn't tell me why either.
Yeah.
So in that moment, from what I understand, like now talking about it, and I'm so glad that you're here so that we can talk about this because these are conversations that need to be had.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You probably lived with resentment that whole time, feeling like you got snatched off, and here I come running in with no clue. I literally remember we were actually presenting as The Real.
Yes.
And I didn't have time to change clothes because at the last minute, they came grabbing me and saying, we need you on air right now, and was never told why.
Yeah, and I resented you for a minute because I was just like, all I saw was like I was being removed, and then you popped up in my spot, and, you know, it was just a moment of just shock. I was like, this was a moment for people to see me. This was a moment that I felt like if I do good here, everything would go as planned. Yeah. But then I just thought to myself, you know, I didn't deserve this. I'm gonna keep pushing. I started focusing more on lovebscott.com mm-hmm. and all the exclusives that we do. Mm-hmm.
And I followed you all along.
Yes, mm-hmm. but that was only initially. But mm-hmm. then I realized, you know, she probably didn't know what was going on. I barely knew what was going on until I got to my trailer and they told me that you need to pull your hair back, change right. your makeup.
Wow.
They had me looking like Nick Cannon. No offense to Nick Cannon, that's not my vibe.
Yeah. Right. You know, I was so what happened with the lawsuit?
We settled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, and now you have this great opportunity on right. this same platform.
Yes. And, you know, it came about, a lot of people ask me, B, why would you go back to the same network that you had the dust up with?
Yes.
And for me, I wanted to show the power of forgiveness. I needed to let go of the resentment. I needed to let go of the hurt and the pain.
Right.
And also to be a part of the inclusion that I helped create.
Exactly.
So I can't even sit over here and be a recluse and be so bitter
exactly.
that I ain't coming out when it's time
exactly.
to shine.
Exactly.
And you don't let them win.
Yeah. No. Right. You were a part of that. You were a part of them evolving, right. and that's huge.
Yes.
And really quickly, when all of this unfolded, mm-hmm. did you feel any pressure to retreat from the public eye?
I did for 8 years. Like at that time, I didn't really have the language or the verbiage to express what I was doing. When I first started doing YouTube videos, I was doing my hair, my makeup. Mm-hmm. I was just having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So when the BET situation happened in 2013 and the lawsuit, all these labels started coming at me and people telling me, you know, how I should describe myself or what I should be or what the proper terminology is. I mean, it's cumbersome even for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt the pressure of all of that. And then a part of what people didn't know, it was like the BET Awards happened situation. Then my ex was murdered. Then my father died.
Mm.
So it was a number of things that kind of, and I had to just kind of be like, okay, mm-hmm. let me just retreat. It's hard to be vivacious and the person that everybody wants to be when you are alone dealing with such trauma.
So much. Yeah.
And I think we forget that everybody mm-hmm. goes through
yeah.
real life issues.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I said I wasn't getting emotional, but it's just...
That's okay. No.
That's a lot to go through.
This is your story.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about your show, 20s After Show with B. Scott.
The show is basically a good time. You know, I have guests from the 20s, of course, mm-hmm. and then I have all of my good friends and celebrities mm-hmm. stop by. We play games. We obviously show clips from the 20s,
mm-hmm.
and it's a place to talk about the importance of inclusivity mm-hmm. and the ins and outs of the terminology
yes.
and the situations that mm-hmm. may happen.
We need this.
Yes, absolutely. And BET needs it.
Yes.
So, you know, I just feel so honored and so grateful okay. to Scott Mills and to Lena Waithe
mm-hmm.
For making it happen.
Yeah.
You know, Lena, you know, I never had a clique or a group of people mm-hmm. that I felt supported me until Lena Waithe.
Yeah.
And Hillman Grad. Right.
And she supports everybody because mm-hmm. she supports me too. Thank you, Lena.
Yeah, we've had Lena on the show and she spoke so highly of you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she pays it forward. Like, she's just a person that, you know, is really inspiring to me and allows me to understand how I need mm-hmm. to do and be in this whole situation again.
Amazing. Right. I'm definitely. So happy for
I love
you.
It.
Thank you.
Well, we have a clip from your show, so let's take a
look. Let's look.
I was talking about how if you're going through a rough time, you know that life does get better. It does get better.
Yes.
And I'm a living testament to that.
Sure.
And to be that person now for someone, it was so touching to me. And you are allowing me to have that moment. And so I want to say thank you, honestly, from the bottom of my heart.
I love you. And I want to say thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey,
we were caught up in some laughing
we'll
before.
Be talking.
We were all chit-chatting and laughing.
Yes.
Okay, like we were saying, we have to give it up to you because you really have helped usher in the start of conversations about inclusivity and representation of the LGBTQ+ community. So how do you feel about being such a huge part of these changes?
It's an honor because... Mm-hmm. I, by being who I am, allow people to be who they are and to understand that we're on a spectrum. And that spectrum can present itself so differently depending upon where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand for, you don't have to be like me.
Yeah.
Right.
And you don't have to be like anyone else on the stage.
Right.
But you do have to be who you are. And that's what that means for me. I've always stand and stood for that.
Yeah.
You know, whatever your expression is, there's room enough for you.
Mm-hmm.
There is space. You know, like, people need to understand that and feel safe to feel like they can hold space.
That's right.
That you have a right to exist.
Yes. That's right. Well, I have a question, and then I have something. I have a B-Scotch story to share.
Oh.
All right, you don't know what
well,
it
you
is.
You gotta draw some
tea
on me.
Yes! Some tea on B-Scotch.
Not for bursty.
You've pioneered a new wave of bloggers and content creators to be unapologetically themselves, which we love. What do you think of the current climate of social creators?
I think when creators are tapping into their originality, I think is a beautiful, amazing thing. You know, sometimes, you know, as being one of the first celebrity bloggers, and before I was doing videos and posts and things before there was even a term that was called viral.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's always like so far back in the day. I mean, I remember I first started, it was a Blogspot.
Right.
Blogspot.
And forums.
Right.
And so I think that when they tap into originality, that's great, but I sometimes look at things and I feel like everything you see is, there's no originality.
Right.
So I would encourage people to tap into what makes you unique, what is sets you apart from everyone else. So you see a lot of people that are on Instagram where it's like everyone's looking alike.
Yes.
But you get caught up in the mix if you're looking like everyone else. Stand out, be yourself, stand
That's
in your
right.
truth.
That's right. Well, I just wanted to share this, and B has no idea I'm going to share this story, but one of the things that I always, that I've always loved and appreciated about you is as a public figure, as a reality star, like we kind of like don't like bloggers.
You're like news entertainment bloggers.
Okay? You guys are not our friends usually, and I remember you called me to interview me. And at the time, I had a lot going on Real Housewives of Atlanta. I was having some conflict with some of the cast, some of my cast members, and I was very nervous. I think this was the first time you met my now husband, Mike. Mike came with me, I was like, whatever. But what I remember is, first of all, it was just very classy, you guys, okay? Did we have Dom Perignon?
We had Dom Perignon.
SLS Hotel.
Yeah.
And you made me very comfortable, and we had a real conversation. I was very transparent, which is what I like to be. And I remember saying something that I felt a little uncomfortable saying after I left, and I remember calling you after, and I said, you know, I stand in my truth. It is what it is. I really enjoyed talking to you, but I just didn't really want, I knew what I said was going to end up being clickbait, which would be great for you because everybody's going to look and eyeballs would be on it.
This speaks
but
to
I
your character.
But I had that conversation with you and I asked you not to put that in there and you did not put it in there. And when I tell you.
And it was the juiciest part.
Listen, it was the best part of the whole interview.
Yeah.
It was the best. And you
took it out.
Honored me with that.
Why did
and
you do
this
that?
This is why I applaud you for being where you are now because you had so much class and integrity.
You
in could
have taken that.
I could have.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It was juicy.
Created all the smoke.
It was juicy, child.
I didn't because, you know, I believe in my business and running my business with integrity. Mm. I do. I mean, I know it sounds, I mean, I think blogging, the term blogging has taken a turn depending upon what's your source of information. Right. But I've always tried to just tell the information without being malicious.
That's what we said.
That
we
part,
said
yeah.
he has
without
a
being
new
nasty.
Entertainment blog that both Lonnie and I follow and we love.
Right.
And what we love about it is you just give us the news. You give us the facts. You're not adding to it.
No.
You're not.
It's no need
it's
for
not
that.
Me.
Yeah, and also because, you know, I like you and you respect me and I respect you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I will say that, you know, typically, sometimes it doesn't work that way.
Right.
If the person does certain things.
Right.
You know, you
right.
know
no,
who.
No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah, you know, and I will not pay them that courtesy. But if we are friends, I will give you that courtesy. And just like I did when you were leaving the show.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I hit you up and said, I heard you were leaving the show.
Absolutely.
How would you like to handle it?
Exactly. Yeah, 100%.
Well, I would like to know, since you dominate the game with exclusive content, do you have any tea to spill.
Some exclusives.
You know, I couldn't come to the Real without no tea. So I have a little backstory. You know, Andy came to the show and he was talking about the Housewives of Atlanta and he said that the new season was great and he didn't tell you why it was great. And so I have some of the information as to why it's great.
Okay.
Why?
Yes. Just a little recap. You know, I was the one that exclusively said that Portia was not returning to the show.
Okay.
I was the one that said that Cynthia was most likely, that most likely came from my love for you.
Yours truly.
Not coming to the show. I also said that Sheree was returning to the show.
Yes.
I also said that Marlo would be the first, for the first time ever, holding
peach
a peach.
Holder.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I also mentioned the new housewife, which was Sanya, I think it's her name. Sanya Richards Ross.
Yes. Right.
Yes. And so the new tea today is that I know that some new ladies have been taping and filming with the Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
Some new ladies that are not Sanya?
Yes. That
Sanya?
Has not, yes. And one of which is, drum roll, Angela Simmons.
What?
Yes, Angela Simmons has been taping, and the network loves her. but she's under contract with someone else. So we may not see her on the show. We will see her a little bit on the show.
But she won't be holding a peach
just yet. She will not just yet until she figures out her prior commitments.
Oh, because she was with VH1, right?
Exactly.
Oh,
okay. No, no, no. Okay. With... well, I'm not going to say
hip hop.
She said, oh, I love it. That is some hot tea.
Let me stop.
It's like that, and then also, I'm not done yet. And the other lady is Manyetta Shaw. So,
Yes,
Neo's ex-fiance that has two children with Neo.
Yes.
She is also really good friends with
Monietta.
Candy.
Very I know who Monietta is.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love Mo.
Yes,
exactly.
She's great.
And so they're still trying to, you know, fill the void of, you know, Portia and Cynthia and all that. And
do
so
you think they'll be able to fill the void?
I don't know if they're going to be able to fill the void. I also think that Monietta joining the show so late in the season and in terms of taping, I think that's going to limit her capacity. But I do know the network loves both of the ladies.
Oh, that's great.
That
yes.
Great.
And also, Angela is good friends with the new housewife, Sanya.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Look at you.
Yeah, they were like BFF.
Okay.
And they had like some type of like beauty line together at some point that they launched.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Google it. Mm-hmm. All the other exclusive information for LoveBScott.com.
Yeah, love, love.
I love it. B. Scott, thank you, thank you.
Ding-ding.
So much for stopping by. Hanging out with us today.
I hope you enjoyed the audio for my real appearance. And I just want to say once again, thank you so much, Love Muffins, for your support of me through the years, your support of LoveBScott.com, your support of my show that just had its finale with Big Sean, JoJo, and Gabrielle Graham. I'm just eternally grateful. I'm just so honored to be your Love Muffin mother / father. And I just, you know, I'm just so grateful. And I wish you all a happy, happy, happy new year. And until next time, double kisses. Mwah, mwah. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to The B. Scott Show. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Love B. Scott. And make sure you review the show on iTunes. And you can always find me on LoveBScott.com.